This being the month of October, do we have anyone celebrating a birthday in the month of October? I invite you to stand, and we offer prayers for you as you mark your birthdays this month. Let us pray. God, the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, brought great joy to Mary and Joseph. We give you thanks for our friends whose birthdays we celebrate this month. May they ever grow in your faith, hope, and love. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Anyone celebrating a wedding anniversary in the month of October? We pray for you. Anyone else? For you and for Sam. Let's pray. Gracious God, during this month we remember with thanksgiving the vows of love and commitment that Morning and Sam have made to you and to each other in their marriage. We pray for your continued blessing upon them. May they learn from both their joys and their sorrows and discover new riches in their life together in you. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As you look around, you'll notice that the photography exhibit has changed for Thanksgiving and harvest. Some new photos here in the church, in the chapel. One of them is not up in the chapel because the hanger broke, so it needs to be fixed. And in the hallway. Wonderful depictions of the theme of harvest and autumn and Thanksgiving. And so we give thanks to those who made donations for that. Lots happening over the next couple of weeks. Especially next coming Saturday is our parish bazaar. Lots going to be happening that day. It's not just a parish bazaar, it's a community bazaar. And so we hope that as many of you as possible will be out. Want to say a thank you to Lorraine, and I think help with Geraldine and Hazel as well in pulling that together. I think it's going to be a wonderful day, and I hope you'll all be out there to support it and to work as part of it, because that's us coming together as our community and our gift to the wider community. That's next Saturday. The following Saturday is our Harvest Thanksgiving dinner here at the church. I understand we've sold over 50 tickets, and Sherwin and Jean have tickets if you wish any. If you can purchase them today, that would be helpful, but be sure if you want tickets to let them know today. We have to finalize the numbers in the next couple of days as to how many are coming. But I think it's going to be a wonderful evening, and I think a very delicious meal, so looking forward to that. Tickets from Sherwin and Jean. And a reminder of the faith formation opportunity that Leonard and I are offering the end of this month and throughout the month of November, 3 Tuesday evenings that we've called Food for the Body and Soul. It will start with a light supper at 6 and then move on into the time of reflecting at 7. And especially it's going to be reflecting on that part of the baptism service where we say, do you turn to Christ? And what does that mean? Using the Pilgrim series out of the Church of England. It's an excellent series. And so the cost to be part of the study series is $13 for the purchase of the study book and some small contribution towards the cost of dinner each of the evenings. So see me if you would like to be part of that so that I can give you the book and so that we can register you so that we know how many will be here for dinner. Over the next week or so, if people could let us know, that would be greatly appreciated. This coming week is Provincial Synod for the Ecclesiastical Province of Ontario, and I am one of the delegates on behalf of the Diocese of Toronto, so I will be attending that, and I have oh so far to go because this year it's being held in Toronto. Usually one of the joys of these kinds of synods is that you get to travel somewhere. It's downtown at St. Paul's Bloor Street. It's on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Please pray for us as Provincial Synod. It's an important body in the life of our church. And especially at this one, we will be electing Archbishop Colin Johnson's term is up as Metropolitan. And so we will be having an election for Metropolitan. I have every reason to believe he will be reelected. But pray for us as we enter into that time of election. And finally, I just want to say a word of thanks for your prayers and support as Beth and I went and attended St. John's Weston last week for their closing service. That was the first parish where I was an incumbent, almost 20 years ago. It was really quite something to be there and certainly very emotional as they held their last service in the church, but also a real sign of hope in the amalgamation of the four parishes which begin today as the parish church of St. Mary and St. Martha. And so thank you for your support It was certainly felt by those who were there, I'm sure. Our recessional hymn this morning is...